Murder, She Wrote, The Maine Mutiny, by Jessica Fletcher and Donald Bain. Read by Cynthia Darlow. Disc 1.
Prologue. I think it was the smell that woke me. I've lived near the ocean my entire life, not counting the time I moved to Indiana for a semester to teach at Schulman College, nor the time I lived in New York City as part-time professor at Manhattan University. Even then, I'd come home to Cabot Cove on the weekends, and I don't mind the smell of fish. If you live in a coastal village in Maine, you get used to it. When Ethan Cragg and I used to go fishing, his boat was pretty aromatic, especially when he was cleaning our catch at the end of the day. So I know the smell of a working boat, and a lobster boat definitely falls into that category. But this was different. I cracked my eyes open. The sun was beating down on my head. I love the mornings when its rays slant through my east-facing windows. I like to pause, turn my back to the panes, close my eyes, and luxuriate in the sun's warm embrace just for a moment before the day's work pulls me away. Had I left the shades open last night? I didn't remember. I'd been dreaming about a lobster boat on the water. I shut my eyes again and tried to recapture the vision. It had to do with the upcoming lobster festival. And Spencer Durkee was there. He's something of a town eccentric when he isn't cuddling up to a bottle down at the beach. A lobsterman for 65 of his more than 80 years, he regales youngsters and oldsters alike with his colorful accounts of rum runners during Prohibition. I suspect he's spinning...